Mission Australia says the number of young people reporting concerns about mental health has jumped by 10% during the past year. The charity has released its annual survey and says 4 out of every 10 young people now say that mental health is the number one issue facing Australia today. Rachel Mealy reports.
Mission Australia surveys young people aged between 15 and 19 every year to find out what's on their minds. This year, what stood out was a sharp increase in the number of young people who count mental illness as one of their concerns. CEO James Toomey says the findings can't be ignored.
It is something we absolutely have to take seriously as a country, and recognizing that this is, you know, mental health and mental well-being is not something which is a blip. It's not, you know, something that's just this year's popular thing to talk about. It's now widely recognized and understood by young people. 28,000 young people who respond to this survey, 43% of them saying this is my top area of concern for Australia today is around mental health, and it's something that we absolutely need to be listening to.
He says the jump might be consistent with an increased awareness about mental health in the community.
Being generally in the population, what we see is an increased awareness of mental health and mental well-being and what constitutes mental illness in the general population. There have obviously been some high-profile individuals who've been very public about their challenges around mental health, which has raised awareness, which is a really positive thing.
But he says the results highlight the urgent need for mental health services aimed specifically at young people.
What we see is that young people aren't able to access the supports that they need at the place and time that they need them in modes that are youth-specific or designed with young people in mind. And this actually adds as an exacerbating factor in the concern about mental illness and mental health.
The Mission Australia survey showed that the majority of young people still rely on their families to provide support. Mr. Toomey says this shows that mums and dads need a better understanding of mental illness.
There's an important element here, which is making sure that people's parents and friends around them actually themselves understand what constitutes mental illness and what's the difference between a low-level exam stress, which might be periodical, to a more entrenched depression or other anxiety or other aspects of mental illness.
Mission Australia spoke to 28,000 young people across Australia in big cities and in rural and regional areas. CEO James Toomey says the survey highlights a future risk to the Australian economy.
There's an equation there that indicates that there's a cohort of people coming through into the workforce who are going to bring residual issues in relation to coping with stress and anxiety into their working lives, and that this then becomes an issue for them but also for employers.
That's Mission Australia Chief Executive James Toomey ending Rachel Mealy's report.